sedihnya hatiku kala melihat kau tiada sedikit pun kata yang terucap dari mulutmu untuk sekedar memberikan isyarat perpisahan untuk selaksa rindu yang kau tinggalkan bersama air mata lalu hati.
Voice of Indonesia, with the news. Indonesian Foreign Minister Sugiono, alongside fellow ministers from the Organization of Islamic Cooperation, or OIC, has strongly condemned Israel's announced plan for full military control over the Gaza Strip. In a joint statement issued on Sunday, August the 10th, the minister rejected the move as a dangerous escalation and clear violation of international law. Minister Sugiono further described the plan as a continuation of serious violations, including killings, starvation, and forced displacement. Quoted from RRI.co.id, he also cited concerns over annexation and settler terrorism, which he said could constitute crimes against humanity. Indonesia's Nusantara Capital Authority, OIKN, is promoting locally cultivated coffee to be part of sustainable economic development in the Nusantara area in its partner regions. The head of Nusantara Capital Authority, Basuki Hadi Mulyono, made a statement in Nusantara on Sunday, August 10th, as reported by Antara. As a step towards a sustainable people-based economy, Nusantara Capital Authority held Nusantara Liberica Cafe exhibition last Saturday. The exhibition became a meeting point for farmers, processors, coffee enthusiasts, and the general public. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Jack Pop is in the house, y'all.
Baby, oh lihatlah dirimu, seperti tak ingin mau lanjutkan hidup. Maybe kamu patah hatimu, pacarmu mengkhianatimu. Oh iri hatimu ketika mantanmu terlihat dari jauh. Punya pacar baru lebih keren darimu, takkan mau jatuh cinta lagi. Oh, jika begini kamu yang rugi, dianya mungkin tak peduli. Jangan berhenti kayak mau mati. Baby you gotta wake up. Dan lanjutkanlah hidup.
dodo. Ayolah beranjak berangkat bareng teman-teman. Just having fun, nonton film, makan-makan, pergi liburan.
Karaoke, shopping-shopping, walking-walking. Sing penting awa hatimu lebih tenang. Begini kamu yang rugi, dianya mungkin tak peduli. Jangan berhenti kayak mau mati, baby you gotta wake up.
Whether you're unwinding by the beach or enjoying a spirited night out, we encourage you to do so with a sense of responsibility. Indonesia welcomes the responsible traveller, where joy and duty dance in harmony, creating memories that are not just unforgettable, but also respectful of the vibrant cultures and the stunning environments that surround us.
Of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Diriku, dirimu.
Today's Music Corner presents a song from Kim. Kim is an Indonesian music group formed by Archie Widianto, who was guided by his father, the prominent musician Yofi Widianto. The group consists of three talented singers, Archie Widianto, Rahel Rai, and Gusti Pratama. At the end of September 2024, they presented their latest single entitled Magnet. This song also marks Kim's first collaboration with one of Indonesia's best singers, Marion Jola. The song written by Archie Widianto and Yofi Widianto carries a cheerful pop feel with a groovy rhythm. Interestingly, for the first time, Kim presents a rap verse in this single, which adds new color without seeming excessive. The song Magnet describes a romantic relationship that should be kept secret, where both individuals are already committed to someone else but cannot hold back their feelings for each other. Well, listener, let's enjoy the song by Kim and Marion Jola with Magnet. Happy listening.
Awalnya aku tak memikirkan, namun bayangmu tak juga hilang. Senyuman hangat itu mencuri renung hatiku. Meski ku sadar ini takkan bisa, hanya aku dan kamu yang boleh tahu apa yang terjadi di hati. Hanya aku dan kamu yang bisa tahu semuanya.
And you're still tuned to the World Service Voice of Indonesia. In a moment, you'll be listening to a VOA talk about what is brain rot.
Voice Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on vonews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice listener, in this modern era, especially the modern day of technology, internet can be an access to many great things. But if you don't filter it quite right, it can cause problems. So, a term that is most popularly known for today is actually brain rot. So, brain rot is a colloquial term that refers to the negative cognitive, emotional, and behavioral effects resulting from purposeless, repetitive, and excessive consumption of trivial, unchallenging, and low-quality digital media content, primarily for short-form entertainment. And today we will discuss about that with a special host about today's topic of brain rot with psychologist Ibu Dr. Phil Zarina Akbar. How are you today?
Hello, Mas Ray.
Hello, how are you today, Ibu Zarina?
I'm doing well, thank you. And you?
I'm doing well as well.
Good as well.
So, speaking of brain rot, many things I've seen many kids, especially like the early age until sometimes in high school, that like sings lots of random songs like Skibidi Toilet, or maybe like the most popularly known today, Tung 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 Sahur. Even though it came from Indonesia, it still considers brain rot. So can you explain to me, what is the main cause of this brain rot actually?
Okay. Thank you, Master. Yeah, when we call or when we discuss about the brain rot, it's very interesting phenomenon right now, because actually it's like, what is brain rot? Like you said, Master, that brain rot is a state of cognitive decline or mental fatigue, and it influences our brain functioning. And what the causes of the brain rot? Actually, the brain rot is caused by the prolonged or exposure to overstimulations, especially in a digital content. So the main cause of the brain rot is the first is like overstimulations related to the digital content, and also like neurochemical imbalance in our brain. And also it's like to the behavior habits that favor ease and immediately over the effortful in our cognitive engagement, in our cognitive functioning. So that's such a many causes of the brain rot phenomenon.
Okay, so from what your explanation, many kids especially have brain rot, but is it like a specific target for kids, or maybe like adults can have brain rot as well if they consume too much unnecessary entertainment?
Who is the most vulnerable in the brain rot? When we discuss about the people like the most vulnerable, actually it's not children and adolescents. Like some of the people also vulnerable to the brain rot, specific targeted in specific populations. The first is brain rot is very vulnerable. The first in children and adolescents. Yes, why in children and adolescents very vulnerable with the brain rot? Because as we know that the brain in children and adolescents is still undergoing critical development, as we know that particularly in specific part of the brain that we call the prefrontal cortex. So prefrontal cortex is part of our brain and it's related to the attention planning and also self-regulations. So it's very important in undergoing development in children and adolescents. So they are become the first targeted specific vulnerable. But in spite of children and adolescents, also like people, young adult with high exposure to the short form content also is vulnerable. Also like people with the heaven or heavily relate or engage over consumers with the in internet digital content, something like that is also like in very high risky. So yeah, many people targeted specific groups also vulnerable in here, I think. So the first is children, adolescents, but also young adults or people with the high consumers or heavy in digital consumer also is very risky. Yeah.
Yes. So from what your explanation above, is the brain rot actually happens because watching unnecessary consumption of entertainment, or is it can be used for like development of like special skills, or is it just a unnecessary thing to do? Like, can you explain that?
Brain rot, it happens when we overstimulate or when someone that overstimulate with the prolonged exposure in a digital content. So when they watch digital content or digital devices, something like that, in the long terms periods, in long terms, it also impact or give the influence also to the brain rot conditions. Yeah.
Okay, but can it be cured? Or if the person is like, can you can say that have a brain rot, consumes too many unnecessary entertainment, can it be cured? And how do you cure it?
For sure that the brain rot can be mitigated. Actually, it can be mitigated or it can be cured for sure. Why? Because brain rot is not like permanent neurological condition. It reflects the maladaptive cognitive pattern. Actually, so one of the principle in our brain that we call it neuroplasticity. Neuroplasticity, it means that our brain have the function or have the ability that can rebuild again the healthier circuits with sustained effort in our brain. So it's not like in long-term neurological condition. It can be cured. It can be mitigated. And the next question is like, how the way to mitigate? How the way to cure these conditions? We can many strategies that we can use to cure or to mitigate this. Like the first, like we call it digital detox. digital detox is like how we can reduce overstimulations in our brain so that we can how to consume, we can manage the time to consume to relate with these kinds of digital or content. Or also like we can use like the we call it's like many activities like in offline activities, like how that we can try to improve our activities, our interaction, social interactions, direct with other people. In offline condition, not on online or with devices only. Like we can use, we can implement like many activities such as like sports, art, or maybe we can talk, chit chat with our friends directly. It can also like try to our mitigations, avoid or cure to avoid this brain rot condition. So yeah. We can sum that it can be mitigated. with the digital detox, with our offline activities, with our more mental health activities again, with directly not only with the device or not only with online activities, something like that. Yeah.
Okay, so it is really interesting from your answer before, but I would like to know, since the brain rot actually happens from like watching the social media, or does it actually happen, like is it contagious to some people? Because if I might say, there's something called Tourette's, like they repeat the same thing, and then like if you startle them like I am, and then go like I am, is it like the same as brain rot? It will contagious to other people if they keep hearing the other person saying those content.
So brain rot is like if this condition is like prolonged exposure or with, when someone exposure these conditions in exposure in every day, for sure that it can be give like impact or influence their cognitive functioning, yeah, in long term effect. So how to prevent or how to mitigate, again, like my answer before, that we need to stop it. We need to directly we can stop, or we can try to manage how to maintain the consumptions of the digital. So we can see that digital is not only in the negative side, right? We can also like in the positive side, or we can see in the both of side, and how to make it balanced. I think in our daily life, I think the most important things in here, how we can manage and how to make it balanced in our life. So we can also make it balanced, not only focus in our digital devices only, but how we can make it balanced also in our activities directly with people, within social interaction. I think that's the most important things also.
Okay, so speaking of the contagious side, there's games are really popular in today's era, especially for the young people, the kids. What type of games do you not recommend for the parents to give to their children, especially if they are giving them free use of tablets phones?
The interesting that what kind of online games, before I answer that question, Mas, what kind of online games that can help develop children's brain? I think our parents, it's very necessary to know about these things first, right? What kind of the healthier online games that we can provide to our children, or we can recommend to our children? The first is like we can provide the games or online games that can stimulate the problem solving or the spatial reasoning to our children. Like we can give like some like online games related like game type like puzzle or logic games, something like that, or strategy stimulation game. How we can try to use stimulate to planning their system thinkings, and also we use these kinds of digital technology to support as a tools in our educational processing, as a tools in learning, like learning science, math, literacy, and how to we can use like our collaborative online games. So it stimulate the social skills, communications, the teamworks, and also the music or rhythm games stimulate the auditory. So in spite of those things, when we give or provide online games, it's only like as a games without any stimulations, I think it becomes a dangerous for our children. So I think it's very important to make like a digital health, digital literacy also for parents in here, how we can provide or we can give the the online, the healthier online games for our children. So it's not only the way how to make our children become more calm or more relaxed without annoying their parents. But the most important thing is what actually the goals or the aims of these games. I think people or parents in here needs like to concern about these things. So in spite of not only for just entertainment or just make it relaxing or calm, but the way how to like the goals of the games or the aim of the games is also become more focusing or concern to parents to give the online games for their children. I think like that must.
Okay, so like a repetitive game that is using cognitive and thinking is good, but a repetitive game that doesn't train the brain, it's just like make them calm, is bad. Like many games, especially in mobile stores or application services, have that type. So it's the parents' duty to filter it. You can say that.
Yes, indeed. And it's not only how to stimulate in our cognitive, in the cognitive aspect in our children, but also we do concern also in the other aspect, like the emotional aspect, the social aspect also. We can provide these kinds of online games or healthier online games for our children. So the most important things how that we can provide or we can give the online games for our children that can stimulate many aspects of their development in these children. So they can like give a more optimum development for the children. Yeah.
Okay, so for the final question, I would like to ask you, what is your message or what do you want to say for the children, especially for the parents, if the children can understand, maybe for the children as well, on your message on how do you use social media properly so you don't get the brain rot?
All right, so maybe we can see like a closing statement in here is that social media, digital devices, and so on is only a tools. It's only a tools that can help us provide us many informations that we can use as a tools for learning. We can use it for get many information. Is very important or many access, we can access information in a very, very fast and also we can get many things, we can learn many things from these kinds of digital technology. But again, it's only a tool. So please be wisely use these kinds of digital content. Be wisely use this. And we do not forget that the most important things is not only the processing by online, but also in the offline activities. That's the most important things, online and offline. So how the way we can make it more balanced, I think, so we can get that more healthier our brain in our brain, so we can also healthier is not only in our brain but also in our emotions and our social life, so we can make it like more our life is more balanced and I think it's become more healthier and happier. I think that's it, Mas. Thank you.
Okay, thank you so much, Bu Zarina, for your time and answers in this today's special interview. And Voice Listener, as we've heard before, brain rot can be prevented by reducing gadget time for children and managing your social media correctly. So playing outside is the best way to develop children's brain and also the health, and even though it also apply to the adult as well. So reduce your contents, filter what's good and what's not, and go outside, touch some grass. And thank you so much, Voice Listener. My name is Ray, and thank you so much for accompanying me in this special interview in VR Talk, and I'll see you in another episode. Stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia for more amazing interviews only on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Indonesia. Voice of
RRA Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Yang
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
One thing that crosses Indonesian people's mind when they hear the word North Sumatra, Toba Lake. The beauty of this freshwater lake that is notable as the deepest lake in the world is really fascinating. The friendliness of its people becomes one of the aspects that makes tourists stay in a bit longer. However, one thing that is always lingered in the ears is the beat of Bataknese music, which pumps people's spirit to explore this land. Kasapi is one of the traditional musical instruments of Batak people. This is the evidence that Batak community possesses a high rate of musicality. Tribute songs of Asapi musical melody, which is played by Martogi Sitohang. Batak community has recognized music arts for the long time before they knew modern musical instrument like today. One of the popular instrument is Asapi. Asapi is played by strumming because it has two strings in general. It is categorized as chordophone. In principle, Asapi is quite similar to small guitar, but it has two strings only. Asapi is easily found in Parapat and Samosir Island. This is usually sold to the tourists who visit Toba Lake. Some local merchandise shops sell this musical instrument. Asapi crafters are a little hard to be found because they are usually also the ones who are skillful in playing the musical instrument. The crafters are ordinary elder people, and the skills of making Asapi is passed down to their offsprings. ¶¶ divided into two kinds, Hasapi Ende and Hasapi Doa. Hasapi Ende is the melody carrier instrument, and it is considered as the predominant instrument in Gondang Hasapi Ensemble. Meanwhile, Hasapi Doa has the same principle with Hasapi Ende. However, in the playing, Hasapi Doa acts as the carrier of constant rhythm. The size of Hasapi Doa is a little bit bigger than Hasapi Ende. It wants a harahap as Hasapi musicians views that Hasapi has its own technique to be
played. Hasapi itu mempunyai teknik tersendiri untuk memainkannya, jadi biasanya
Hasapi has its own technique to be played. Usually, based on tradition, there is the resonator hole in the back of the instrument. The function is to manipulate sound, and it is placed on the stomach. Traditionally, Hasapi has two strings. Actually, there are the variation of two harmony system, which are used in Hasapi. Traditionally, it is played intervally, approximately tres major. Hasapi is a melodic and rhythm musical instrument because it does not apply musical scale. It is used as the escort music. Generally, Hasapi is used for gondang events, like music events or wedding occasion. Hasapi could be used in the gondang music strains, but it can also be played individually. In the various traditions of Batak community, Hasapi is always present to give impression to the ongoing event. Hasapi, made of wood, which is crafted like a boat. This instrument uses two strings. In the earlier times, the strings were made of a fiber material. Now the instrument uses guitar strings. Well, listener, before we review on Hasapi musical instrument, let's listen to the Hasapi musical strains with Batakis musician Martagi Sitohang and Mardi Sihombing in Mardalanao.
Wait.
songs, from folk songs as well as Western songs, although it has only two strings. The tune of strings in Hasapi has two kinds. The first tune matches the basic musical scale. The first string is mi tone. The second one is do. The second tune is known as batak stem. The first string is for re and the second one is for low sol. Hasapi does not own grip like guitar, so it is hard to play it. This thing makes tourists appreciate this Bataknese musical instrument. The instrument can play any song only with two strings. Hasapi is made of a gyre wood which is grown surrounding Toba Lake. Besides, Hasapi is also made from jackfruit stem tree, so Hasapi is easier to be crafted. Besides being easily crafted into musical instrument, jackfruit wood is more durable and long-lasting. Then jackfruit log is dragged as the resonance plays for producing sound. Then the place is covered with thin wood. Hasapi is often given the carving ornament to make it look more attractive. Well, listener, that is a short review about traditional musical instrument of Bataknese called Hasapi. We are going to give you another musical strain of Hasapi Doal and Hasapi Ende with Martogi Sitohan.
from Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
VOI listener, today's edition of Traditional Song from Indonesia of Music Corner presents a song from North Sumatra entitled Butet. Butet is one of North Sumatra's most famous songs. The word butet in this song means daughter. The song lyrics tell the story of a father who misses his daughter. The father has to participate in guerrilla warfare during the Indonesian Independence War. The father hoped his daughter would keep waiting for him. The father hoped his daughter would one day become a member of the Red Cross of the country. Well, listener, let's enjoy a traditional song from North Sumatra entitled Butet by Vicky Sianipar and Herman Delago.
Butet